I'm changing. I used to feel it had to deal with people openly accepting and imbibing the decorative, these many different decorative traditions, and including them in their work and extolling the sources. That sounds religious, but that's the way it felt to me. Then I started to think, well, it should really be about this 8, 6, 8, 10 people who really started meeting and fighting it. Not, we never fought, but we really hashed it out. And that was the membership rule. And then lately, like at this exhibition I saw yesterday, she was showing artists who were not at all part of our group, but you looked at it and it was the same years and it kind of looked like our group. And then there's this very large show in Los Angeles that did the same thing because the curator wanted to include some West Coast artists from the 70s who just geographically weren't part of our group. So I think this is a good time to go into Amy's definition of the decorative. So she would say there are three main qualities of something being decorative, not necessarily artwork from this group of artists, but something being decorative. One is that it's flat. There's no deep space. There's no room with a window and a distant landscape. Everything is on the surface, number one. Number two, it's expansive. Even if there's a frame, there's the implication that it goes on beyond the frame, which any pattern does, because you can take even a fragment of a pattern, and that's why I was talking about mentally reconstructing patterns. Even if you have half of a repeat, you can figure out what the rest of it would be. And then if there's a frame here, you can figure out what would be right there, which, of course, for me as a carpet restorer, I was doing all the time. Because I was given something with a hole, and I'd fill in the hole, which meant I had to take the pattern that was there and the pattern that was there and make it connect. Okay, so that was number two. So one is it's flat. The other is it's expansive. And then I now think this isn't so important, but she thought it was a big deal, is that the subject matter had to be secondary to the overall decorative experience. So that if you have a religious painting of the crucifixion or something like that, it's not ever going to function as a decorative work.